Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We are the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here with a whole bunch of bullets from Varshini. The topic is real life logic game problem.
Okay.
I have not seen this. Have you seen this?
No, I have not seen this.
Okay, let's see if we can solve it.
Okay, so I got we got a title here, and the title is Fulton County Case Motions to Sever, September 12th, 2023. Let's pause for half a second. Motion to sever? What is that for our listeners?
Well, I'm guessing based on the title and the first line.
Yep.
That we're talking about severing.
Because a case.
Yep. Powell and Chesbro are set to be tried together, but maybe somebody's going to try to sever them.
Okay. Yeah, let's take a look. Sidney Powell and Ken, how would you say that? Chesbro?
Let's say Cheesebro because it's more fun.
Okay. Cheesebro are set to be tried together starting October 23rd, 2023. Mark Meadows does not want to be tried alongside anyone.
Okay, so in logic games mode, I go, we got three players so far. The first rule is about two of the players. The second rule is about a new third player, somebody else.
Mark, who doesn't want to be tried alongside anyone, but I have no idea whether he is being tried alongside Sydney and Ken or not. I just know that they are being tried
together. I also have no idea whether Sydney and Ken want to be tried together or not.
True. Okay, next bullet point, Donald J. Trump, John Eastman, Sean Still, David Schaffer, Jeff Clark, and Robert Cheely?
Yep.
Do not want to be tried alongside any co-defendant who requests a speedy trial.
Okay.
All right, I got a bunch of people here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people who are like Mark, but more specifically, only don't want to be tried together if it's a speedy trial. Rudy Giuliani, this is the next rule, does not want to be tried alongside Ken Cheesebro and Sidney Powell.
Oh, boy. Okay.
There's a lot of rules in this.
I don't know that
real
this is actually
going
to be solvable. That might be the point. Yeah.
Scott Hall, next rule, does not want to be tried alongside any defendant who requests a speedy trial. Okay, that's similar to the Trump and crew.
Trump, request. Eastman, Still, Schaefer, Clark, and Cheely all don't want to be tried alongside any co-defendant who requests a speedy trial.
Yep.
So Scott Hall now joins that group.
Yep. And he wants to sever his case from any aspects of the state's case that took place outside Coffee County, Georgia.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. He's like, okay, I don't want it. I'm going to submit to the jurisdiction I'm required to submit to, but nothing more. I want that to be taken care of elsewhere. Trevian Kuti does not want to be included in a speedy trial. Okay. But says she cannot evaluate the merits of any potential severance motions until she receives discovery on September 15th, 2023.
Okay, well, that already passed, so we don't have to worry about that. All right.
Well, these rules were written down on September
12th,
right?
This was all in play. Okay, got it.
Yeah. And she's saying, hey, I can't tell you about that yet. Ray Smith would like the judge to divide the defendants into manageable groups. Those are in quotation marks, for trial, whatever that means, okay? Harrison Floyd wants to be tried alongside Trevian Kuti and Stephen Lee, but no one else. Okay. Was Stephen Lee mentioned earlier? I don't remember that person.
I don't think so. Nope.
Nope.
Another new player. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Last one. Stephen Lee. Oh, here we go. Uh-huh. Stephen Lee, Kathy Latham, Jenna Ellis, Misty Hampton, and Mike Roman have not filed motions to sever. Okay. Noted.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So I wonder, was this like presented in like a news report or something? I don't even understand the point of it all.
Well, I think that I think that this is the reality of what's going on currently. And I think that Varshini probably submitted it as a joke mostly, but certainly not something for us to actually try to solve. It's a demonstration, I believe, of the kind of complexity that that actually does pop up in real world decisions that judges are going to make.
Yeah, and actually that makes me think about all the people who complain about logic games because they say, how does this have anything to do with law school or legal practice? It's just like the logical reasoning questions. Of course, you don't encounter any of those in your actual practice, but they're the seeds, right? They're the baby versions of much harder logical reasoning challenges or logical game challenges that you're going to encounter. And someone has to solve this.
Right.
This is going to be solved.
Well, there's a couple differences between this and what we would see on an LSAT logic game. LSAT logic games are actually perfectly solvable, right? Not that you can solve out like one scenario or something. There's not like one answer. Rather, there's going to still be some flexibility built into the game. But every question that you're going to be asked is perfectly answerable. This has far more players and far more dimensions, right?
And dead ends, right? You're saying where people are requesting things that are in conflict with each other. You can't satisfy all the requests.
And people who have these requirements, you know, like different requirements from anybody else, like Hall wants to sever his case from any aspects of the state's case that took place outside Coffee County, Georgia, which nobody else talked about. So that's a whole different, you know, avenue of inquiry that we would have to do to figure out what we want to do with Scott Hall.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that the thing that we should say is that the LSAT is easy. I mean, LSAT logic games, when you figure out, when you spend some time working on them, when you do, you know, a few dozen, or if that's not enough, you do another few dozen, or if that's not enough, you do 100 and 200, and we have 400 logic games that you can play with. And if you practice the LSAT logic games, you will learn that they are like these pretty closed systems. We're dealing with a limited amount of variables, right? What's the highest number of variables that has ever been in any logic game is like 10.
Yeah, I don't remember one with 10, but there could be. Nine came to my head right away, but yeah, maybe.
Yeah, 10. I think I remember one with 10 where it was like three of one thing, three of another thing, and then four of another thing. And we got to 10 players.
Certainly possible.
Yeah. But I mean, that's like the most, right? And most modern games are even simpler than that. Most modern games, you're looking at 5, 6, 7 players and trying to figure out some fairly straightforward relationships between those players. And then they're going to ask you questions that can be answered with certainty. So it's a much, much easier problem than the real world problem that these, I don't know if it's one judge who's making all of these decisions, but my God, consider, I guess the one of the real big differences is that the judge is going to be able to say, oh, you don't want to be tried alongside anyone. Well, guess what? I don't give a shit what you want. You know, we're doing this according to the law. There's no law here that says if a defendant does not want to be tried alongside anyone, then that's their right or whatever. We don't have that given to us here. So anyway, I appreciate Varshini for sending this in. And the thing I always say in class is, what would you do in real life if you actually had to solve this case, like this problem, you know, this little logic puzzle? What would you do in real life? Well, you'd probably get out a pencil and paper and you'd probably start like making some notes and some diagrams and stuff. Yeah. This is so complex that I don't think it's going to even be susceptible to some sort of a diagram. There's just too many loose ends, right?
At the same time, you have to organize your thoughts somehow, right? You have to map this out.
I mean, I would at least start by making I would make like a column maybe for every person.
Yeah.
And figure out all of their requests.
How many people are we talking about here? Okay. And then how many requests does each person have? How many are similar? How many can be honored? How many must be denied?
Yeah. And each one of those is going to be, you know, a simpler problem that would be along the lines of an LSAT logic game.
Yep.
The bigger logic game is, mind-blowingly complex, like this one is going to be. Cool. Thanks again, Varshini, for that real life logic game problem. You can email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.